Welcome to yet another episode of Get Your Nerd On with me, P90, and this is the new fucking season. We're in season 4 now. We have a new little picture, and this is episode 51 of continuation. You know, I'm gonna keep my legacy numbers like a comic book shit. You know, I don't fuck number ones. I mean, this is half number one, and it's also legacy, but fuck number ones. Legacy numbers out here, biatch. Alright, so this is episode 51. And we're gonna get into something. I don't know what we're gonna get into, but we're gonna get into something. So sit back and let me carry you through your day.
Just finished like my first Junji Ito book, and I don't know how long. It was the lovesickness one. And honestly, that book was like, the first half of it was really, really good. And then the other stories were kind of just like, they were mid. They had interesting ideas and stuff like that, but I didn't like them 100% the way through. I probably gave that one like a 3.5 stars on the Bookly app, which I've been using to keep track of my reading. This ain't an ad. I just really like the app. But yeah, definitely worth a read as a Junji fan, but it's not my favorite book out of all the Junji books that I've read. But the art, as always, was fantastic. I acquired the new Demon Slayer game, and it's actually really fun. It's super simple. Like, that's the one thing I hate about the anime games is, like, they're super simple. I kind of wish they were made by, like, you know, NetherRealms or, Team Ninja? Just for the combos. That's all, because there's just so many other moves that anime characters be having that you don't get to see in the game. And they're all just XXX. And it's like, it doesn't need to be difficult. I just need a couple more combos. Just a little bit more. But I like the game. It's fun. It's full of easy fucking achievements, too. Man, they make all these fucking games, like, super easy to get achievements in. This one, what's that? My Hero one. Fucking the Naruto games. Kind of insane. But it was on sale. I think the sale ends... Today's the last day for the sale on Xbox. I've also been reading a new Stephen King book, and it's called If It Bleeds, and bro, that book is real good. I thought it was one big book, but it's actually three stories in the book, and the first story was about a man who dies, and a boy used to work for him for like the last, I think it was 6 years maybe before his death, and... when he died, he put the phone in the dude's pocket, and he ended up calling it one day and saying something to it, and then the next day, someone died, and then he made a slight connection. It was like, I don't think it's true, but maybe this might happen. So another tragedy happens, and then he calls the phone again, and then the person dies. And then it was a really cool, interesting little haunty story. And I really enjoyed that one. Like, this is definitely going to end up as one of my favorite books if the second story is just as good. So far, the second story is pretty, it's written really, really well. It has a little bit of confusion to it, but that's because it's jumping from different perspectives. And I kind of like it. I just need to know where it's going, because the first part of the second story, it's like an apocalypse and then the world's like fucking dying or some shit like that. And it's very well understood. But then once they start going into different perspectives from a different character in the book, then it's just like, all right, where is this going? I'm sure it's going to connect, but just where? Because it's been like three more parts, and it's on the same person's perspective right now. So I'm just like, all right, it's written really good. Like, I really like it. But what's going to happen? How is this going to connect to the first part of this second story? But it's absolutely worth it so far. Still worth it. I started Artful Escape. probably only like the first 10 minutes of it, but it looks like a really good game, and now I'm actually going to play the game and pay attention. Like, at first I was just like, but it looks like it's Oxenfree with just a completely different story. But like, that's what it just reminds me of. It just reminds me of the gameplay of Oxenfree, and I like that. So I'm very, very excited to go back to it, and it has music in it. I do love me some music, so I'm going to play that, and I'll definitely give it a sort of review here. Replaying Danganronpa via the Decades on Switch this time, and boy, do I hate Danganronpa 1 controls. I don't know, everything is just so sensitive, or it looks like the cursor, it's not a square by square, it's like by 2-3 squares, and that actually bothers me a lot, because I'd be going over a character when I'm trying to stop on a character, and it just bothered me. But the game's so good. It's just so painful playing the game, knowing exactly what's going to happen, but you have to get the evidence, because you can't just say, yeah, this person did it. The game doesn't allow you to, and if they did, they'd just be like, well, how'd you know? You got to convince your team. It's like, I just know. Like, I've watched the anime. I've played the games before. Nope. Game's like, no, pick up all these pieces. Pick them all up. Pick them all up. All of it. It's a fun detective game. I do like Danganronpa as a detective-y lawyer game, you know? It's really fun. People die. You gotta figure out who the killer is. Otherwise, you all die if you get it wrong. It's definitely my type of game. Definitely. And what else? I think the last thing is, I watched everything except for the last 3 episodes of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Like, I watched every other season in 1 month. It was really good. Really, really good. So good that I started watching it at work. I couldn't help myself. That shit was fire, dog. Like, fucking loved every second of it right now. I think my favorite part is with Jotaro. And then my second favorite part is maybe, it's a tie between, nah, I'm not even going to say that. It's not a tie. What's his name? Josuke. Josuke might be my second favorite. And Stone Ocean's Jolene is my third favorite, only until I finish it. The second I finish it, it's going to be my number. It's going to be my first favorite. Like, there's no doubt about that. Fucking love Jolene. Jolene's great. Jolene Kujo is the fucking best. Like, Jolene Kujo is fucking awesome. All right. Fucking love her. They love her. She's awesome. The first few episodes were really cool, and then they just made me sad. And so now I'm sad, and now I'm just going to stop talking about how great Jolene is because it's making me sad. Oh, Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. And we're going to get on to, like, actual news before I cry on the mic, because Stone Ocean is just that good and that sad. Okay, you know, not too much in the way of gaming news, but there is stuff to talk about. It's not a lot. It's more just more like me just conveying information to you and then moving on to the next information to convey to you. Oh, y'all, for Christmas, I got a fucking 2B bust, and it's so fucking awesome. Like, it's all white. There's no color on it, but it's really, really beautiful. Like, I really, really like it. Part of me just wants to color it just because I like her color. Part of me is like, why the fuck would you color the bus? It's supposed to be white. Or maybe it's supposed to be colored in. I don't know, but I like it white. It reminds me of the copied city level. I'm going to post a picture of that. I don't know. Maybe I'll use that as, like, the cover. Maybe I won't. I don't know. I'm going to post a picture of it on the Twitter, though. P90 the Rapper on Twitter. If you want to see the picture of the awesome bust, I will post it. I promise. I won't forget. Okay, now on to the news shit. Rumor has it that Xbox will be getting GoldenEye 007, an achievement list leaked, and an achievement track on it on a, god damn it, guys, I can't speak today. It's probably because I just ate a jar of Nutella. It's like, my mouth is just like, nope, not opening. Anyway, an achievement list leaked on an achievement tracking website, along with pictures for the achievements. So you know how Xbox does the pictures and stuff with your achievements, which I love a lot. Like, theirs are like actual art. Some other people, they just, you know, do screenshots. But it leaked, and I'm very excited. We could be getting, we could be getting 007, like the N64. Oh, bro, it's gonna be like a remastered, but I don't think they're gonna tweak it too much, because maybe most of us fans are just bugging, but we like the, we like the old feeling of the game. I don't think we want it updated, but then we'll see what happens, and then we'll probably be like, god damn shit, this is kind of slow and weird. But that's kind of what made it the game it is. There are some games that do, that can live like that. But anyway, I'm excited. There's no release date. It's still just rumored. But if I had to guess, if you guys want me to guess, I will wager, never doing this pod, JK, I'm not going to wager that shit. But I would guess in the next 3 months we will see it release. No time later. If there's an achievement list out there for this game, I really think it's probably like 2 months. But 3 months max. Sometime in 2022, we'll be able to fall off the map in Fall Guys for Xbox. It was pushed back, and now we really don't know when it's coming. But eventually, we'll be eliminated into the void. I think it's kind of funny, because I believe there's a Doomslayer costume there. And alright, yes. We own Bethesda now at Xbox. Or Xbox. I don't work for Xbox, but I talk to them like I talk about them like I do. They may as well just hire me, bro. Anyway, we own Bethesda. We're partnered with Bethesda and shit. Like, it's under the Xbox umbrella. Doom's under the Xbox umbrella. I understand Doom's a multi-platform game, but I just find it funny that they have a Doom costume, I believe. I could be wrong. I don't play the game. I just watch all the ads and shit. And if they do, it's just really funny to me that they still haven't found a way to put this on Xbox sooner. Or maybe it's just a really long deal with PlayStation, but I doubt that. They just don't want to put it on Xbox. That's how I feel about it, at least. Guys, I'm staring at my comic book collection, my hardcover ones. I have so many comics to read. I need to get through Daredevil Bendis Volume 2. Like, I got mad shit to read, and then I want to go buy Frank Miller's Daredevil. Let me stop, because I'll go on a fucking tangent. COVID delays strike another popular game as Final Fantasy. Sorry, I had to burp. News gets pushed back. I forgot how to do this podcasting thing. Bear with me. But that's to be expected. The delay of Final Fantasy news. Still, even now, so many people aren't fully geared to be workers from home, it seems like. I mean, I heard that Nintendo has like a wild procedure, something about installing most of their crap into their offices a specific way. So like, Nintendo people working from home, it's kind of difficult for them because they don't have all the gear that they need, because they can't just take all the kits and shit off of the desk, which makes sense. I mean, Nintendo's super secretive. That's why they probably don't have so many leaks. Speaking of Final Fantasy, though, Yosuke Matsuda is hoping NFTs can become a big thing for mainstream gaming, as he would like to have Square Enix eventually publish their own in the future. He truly expects NFTs to become become common amongst the general public, which is insane to me. I understand there's like sort of benefits to the NFTs, to the creators and the people who hold on to it and resell it. Like, cool. I could probably go make me some mad money off NFTs if I really tried. But I also think it's insane. Like, I think that shit's really insane, bro. Dog, I just can't wrap my head around it. The more digital people try and make things, the less I can understand them. Like, I don't know. It's like selling me a digital picture. That's how I feel about NFTs. The only type of NFTs I'd probably be like, yo, that's really dope and I want it, is if like Schoolboy Q gave the stems to every song on the Blank Face LP. And he was just like, yeah, if you buy this NFT, you can have all the stems of it. Of course, you can't own my shit, blah, blah, blah. But you can have all the stems. You can see how I recorded it, how I layered it, which would be really dope for like the aspect of like trying to understand how some of your favorite artists work. Like, I would study the fuck out of that. But other than that, like, I don't really, it's weird. Like, the NFTs that these people are doing, it's just like Stalker did one, was going to do one, where they would make you a character in the game, like you pay to be a character in their game, and then in their metaverse, as they call it. And then, I mean, what happens when the servers go off and stuff like that? Like, at least with the stems of Schoolboy Q, that's up to me. Like, maybe I could have a backup access on his private server or something, but like, I could transfer to as many of me's as I want, and I mean, I could leak it if I wanted, but why the fuck would you leak something so rare like that, at least? I don't know. That's just me. But, like, NFTs are weird because I could just leak the original file. If someone sends me the original, I could just be like, all right, everybody, have the original. And then it loses its value. You know, you have physical things. You stop manufacturing them. You just stop. No one can replicate that version of it. NFTs are weird. A September release window was supposedly leaked for God of War, Ragnarok, which kind of feels right. Killing gods in the summer leading into the fall just feels normal. Like, that just feels like when all the PlayStation games come out, if they ever do come out. Like, I don't know. Same thing for Xbox, but I also feel like Xbox comes, like, they just drop. They just keep dropping. But, like, PlayStation games, especially a God of War game, that just feels like September, November to me. It really does. It really does. November also feels like a big Halo. Like, Halo or Gears not in November, it's weird. Forza is a summer. You know, I should just look at games and I should just do like a little, for fun, just look at all the games and just be like, what month does this game remind me of? Because Forza definitely reminds me of summer. And Halo definitely reminds me of Halo reminds me of November. Gears reminds me more of October. Returnal reminds me of October. Batman really reminds me of like any time of day. It just has to release at night. Like, it's a midnight releasing. That's the only way you can acquire this game, is if you come to the store at midnight and you have 5 minutes to get it. Anyway, the newly M-rated game Elden Ring will release February 25th, and the ESRB has given us an official rating description. Let us hear it. This is an action role-playing game in which players assume the role of a character trying to retrieve a magical ring and become the Elden Lord. From a third-person perspective, players explore environments, collect items, and battle various enemies, e.g. knights, fantastical creatures, and melee combat. Players use swords, spears, axes, arrows, and magic to enemies. Combat is highlighted by cries of pain, splatters of blood, and impact sounds. The game includes depictions of gore, collectible items that include severed fingers and tongues. Oh, that's really, really cool. That's my type of collectible. A boss character cutting off its arm, severed arms hanging from a ceiling. During the course of the game, a humanoid monster is depicted partially nude with scales, scars covering its breast and pelvic regions. The word shit appears in the dialogue. And yeah, that's all game news, but that sounds really great. Like, I'm really excited for Elden Ring. Just based off that description, I was just like hyped, like, oh yeah, Elden Ring, that looks like it's gonna be really cool. It's made by the dope ass developers. But reading that shit, Elden Ring looks like it's about to be dope. Like, it sounds like it has a lot of characteristics of the game that I'm writing my book for, that I hope to develop into an actual game eventually. But like, I like that, and I'm excited to play it. I'm gonna dissect that game. That game has just like turned on my game maker brain from high school, where we had to use, where we used to have to reverse engineer video games. And now I'm really, really excited to play this game, and I'm actually going to sit around and reverse engineer it to the best of my ability. Because the way they described it, at least as far as character creations and shit like that, something that I wanna really, really pay attention to. So that is it for the gaming news, because it was kind of light. On to whatever the fuck else is next. Which is basically just like two pieces of news. Beavis and Butthead will be returning this year with a brand new movie and more on Paramount Plus. No exact date yet, but soon. They need some time to get back in shape. As these words were actually tweeted by Mike Judge. The art is cool in the sense that they actually made them age. Like, niggas is missing teeth, niggas has got neck hair, and it, I mean, the sketches look pretty cool. I'm not watching the show, but the sketches look really cool. I'm excited for everybody who's excited about it. I mean, hey, if you're a big fan of Beavis and Butthead, Beavis and Butthead is coming back. Apparently, CW hasn't been profitable since 2006, and Viacom/Warner Media is looking to sell it off. Well, ain't that great. 2006. All right, we are in 2022 now. That's crazy. Let's see something. CW shows 2006. So Smallville ended in 2006 or was around 2006. These shows were around in 2006. Let's put it like that. Smallville, Supernatural, One Tree Hill, Charmed, Gilmore Girls, Veronica Mars, The Game, Everybody Hates Chris, The Batman. Wow. Legion of Superheroes. Okay, so this is when CW actually even showed cartoons. All right. So even with just that, we're going to end right there. Bro. It has not been profitable since 2006. And we're going to jump to, now. Let's see. Right now we have Legacies, Ass, Riverdale, Rivervale, which is, I guess, because it's season 5. But anyway, Ass. Superman and Lois, haven't watched it. Some people are enjoying it, some aren't. Walker, was that Sam Winchester on the cover of Walker? All right. The Flash definitely is trash. Stargirl needs to be an HBO Max show because Stargirl is great. DC Legends of Tomorrow. All right, like, it's fine. But it's a DC comic run channel now, and all the DC shows are getting worse. Two Sentence Horror Stories on CW? Wow. I need to try watching that again, because some of that shit was kind of ass. Some of it was like, oh, like the first episode was really, really good, and then everything else after that was like, Charmed, the new Charmed, by the way, not the cool Charmed. So they're trying to sell, and it's funny, because I said Charm was back in 2006, and Charm is still going on now, but the new version of Charm, it's on season 3. Batwoman, listen, man, I pushed through season 1 because I'm a huge Batwoman fan, and I made myself watch it. I want to go back and watch this, but I think they need to start, personally, I think they need to just start the whole Batwoman thing over and do it on HBO Max. I think HBO Max needs to just put their money into their shit, just fuck TV, raise the price just a little bit if you absolutely have to, but just fuck TV at this point. No one is watching cable if CW has not been profitable since 2006. And Flash wasn't even in that column in 2006, which is even more insane to me. Or Arrow. That's nuts. That's fucking nuts. Anything else? Well, Roswell, New Mexico, I heard that was good. All American, they just keep blasting. They're milking that show. Legends of the Hidden Temple is on CW. There's no way it's the same as it used to be. So yeah, that's a pretty shitty lineup though, because a lot of that stuff isn't good. DC Legends of Tomorrow was like just awesome because there's a bunch of random cameos and all the actors are just allowed to have fun, and they don't even want to associate with the rest of the extended universe. But other than that, there's nothing good on CW right now. So they should just abandon ship. Personally, I think the best thing they could do is just, I mean, yeah, you want to sell to make back some money, but I think they should just try and make, if anything, make a super big banger and then cash the fuck out. Sell a show, sell shows off. I don't know. Just cash the fuck out somehow. Because, No. In other news, Tom Holland apparently pitched a James Bond origin story to Sony, and they said, nah. And some people online are like, yo, that sounds like Uncharted right now. And yeah, if that makes a lot of sense, they were just like, nah, but we can give you Nathan Drake. Westworld creator Jonathan Nolan to direct Fallout TV show at Amazon. I wonder how that show's gonna go. I've never beaten a Fallout game. I've enjoyed whatever I played, even though I always got confused because I played them at a younger age when I wasn't big into RPGs. But I'm excited to see what happens. I want them to succeed. I want all of the Xbox shows to succeed. I do. And then, I mean, that's really it for this week. Hopefully next week is a little bit better. I mean, I told y'all it was going to be light, but we coming back. We going to do this shit, cuz. Might get some anime on the next joint. I don't know, man. It's a lot, though, bro. Like, I'm going to let y'all know, cuz. Like, I'm trying to read these omnis that I got. I'm trying to get more omnis that I got. I got mad video games that I want to play and review for y'all. Listen, bro. If a motherfucker could just, like, axe off 2 days of work and make that the same amount of money in the crib, this shit would have so much more content, bro. I'm also still looking for a second co-host, but, like, I need them to come in person, so that shit be hard, too. But, like, I got mad games I could talk about for y'all, mad manga. Like, bruh, if we get the video cracking, too, and we get a co-host on this shit, what, bro, this shit gonna be crazy. Like, I just go around my freaking room. I could talk about my room on video for days, bro. I could just, you know, I just came up with a new segment. Hopefully my brain sticks, because it'll actually be a cool segment. But it's gonna be after I get some more shelves. You feel me? But I got ideas. I got an idea that tonight's gonna, all right, wait, there's like two newer things that actually happened while I was over here singing. All right. First off, I did read Trial of Magneto 4. And refresher, we thought Magneto killed Wanda and they were going to make him be the bad guy. And apparently something else happened. And it wasn't him. Wanda came back to life. And she's so confused. But before this Avenger and X-Men fight that happened that they were going to have, Wanda got an entire issue of finding herself out. And in this issue, she comes to grips that she's been making these kaiju that have been attacking Krakoa. She made them manifest. And, like, it's all because she has inner guilt. It's literally, like, it's... Listen, I like Wanda, but I really hate this comic. It wasn't what I expected. She ends up forgiving herself, and then she asks everybody for forgiveness, and then she's just like, no one likes her, okay? None of the mutants like her. She's the reason they all lost their powers. No one wants her back. But I just can't wait for this to end, because I want to know where this is really, really going. Are they going to make her a mutant again? Are they not going to make her a mutant again? Are they just trying to use her? Is it because everybody on Twitter is talking about Wanda, so they said, hey, write a story and make it involve the X-Men? I don't know what's happening. I don't. I'm sorry. Not really. But I don't know what's happening. But that wasn't the two things. The two things is Mass Effect Legendary Edition coming to Game Pass on the 6th. Which is, oh shit, if that's today, I'm going to have to go download that. Because I've never played Mass Effect. Well, that's a lie. I've played many Mass Effect games.
I've never beaten any of them, but they seem to be really fun games. So I'm going to play Legendary Edition because it's on Game Pass now. Because, of course, I record this damn podcast in parts. I mean, I guess that's good because now I can tell everybody who's listening to this that didn't know it was on Game Pass, that has Game Pass, that it's on Game Pass. You see what I did there? They need to hire me. The Last of Us remake is nearing completion and can release in 2022 for the PlayStation 5. Listen. I like Last of Us 1 better than I like Last of Us 2 by a long shot, but I don't think we need that remastered yet again. That's the part that's killing me. It's remastered again. I get it. I know what they're doing on top of milking. I know what they're doing. They're trying to say that the graphical leap is just so fucking good that they need to do it again and just show you the difference, and someone's gonna go compare them, which they should. But it's not necessary. But I'm gonna buy it because I'm a collector, but boy, is it not necessary. Like, I really don't know why. I don't. But yeah, other than that, man, that's everything. I'm gonna try and finish this Daredevil Bendis. I'm also gonna try and finish that Stephen King book, If It Bleeds, within 2 weeks. And then talk about it. We gonna start talking about books too, cause I'm back on my reading book shit, dog. My novel shit. Yeah, we gonna talk about some motherfucking books, cause maybe I might come in here and talk about every chapter that I read or some shit. I don't fucking know, but I'm gonna start bringing up books. This shit's gonna have a little section for everybody. Y'all, you know I mean, it's gonna help you get through the long day if you just need somebody in the ear talking. If I mean, I could do that if you just need somebody in the ear talking, but it's gonna have something for everybody. Only cause I just love talking. Even if I ain't got nobody to talk to. That's what y'all are for. So thank you. Thank you for coming by. I want a new katana. Send me money on Cash App for my katana. Or send me money on Cash App so I can buy comics and actually read them for you guys. Or just do it because you love me. Or don't. Sorry. I enjoy doing this. Peace. Season 3. Or 4. Season 4. I think it was season 4, episode 1. Have a great night. Or day. I don't know what time it is where you are. I'm going off my time. Good night.